Hi there, and welcome to episode 4 of the StudyClicks Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin will be analysing the character of King Lear. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on new content he's making. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
So the next character we're going to look at is King Lear himself. King Lear, as a character, can be quite hard to warm to, especially at the beginning of the play. As we've already seen in the section on tragedy, Lear is a tragic hero, and as such, he has to go on a journey. Our first impressions of him are that he is proud, vain, arrogant. He orchestrates a love test to coerce public declarations of love from his daughters. He comes across as rash and impulsive. He banishes Cordelia and Kent, the only two people who appear to be loyal to him at all. Stanley Cavell, the American philosopher, viewed the play King Lear in terms of identity and self-awareness, and he said that Lear's tragedy lies in his initial inability to see the truth about himself and others, but his eventual recognition brings a form of tragic wisdom. By the time Lear begins to see the truth of the world, he has fallen far. He's mad, naked, rolling around in a hovel with another seeming madman, Edgar disguised as poor Tom. But we begin to be on his side. Even when Lear is being mistreated by his daughters, it's hard to immediately sympathise with him. His mistreatment, while we recognise it as mistreatment, doesn't automatically make us feel sympathy for him. It's when he recognises the foolishness of his ways, not just in dividing his kingdom or trusting Regan and Gollerin, but in how he's lived his life up to this point, how he has treated people who were in need in his own kingdom. This is when we begin to see the full effect of Shakespeare's arc for the old king. Being reunited with Cordelia at the end redeems Lear for the audience and for himself. Even if he is to be in prison, he won't mind so long as Cordelia is there. Lear's madness is both a literal and metaphorical stripping away of his kingly facade, revealing a man grappling with his own humanity. In his madness, Lear gains a deeper insight into his own flaws and the nature of human suffering. There are some interesting wider contextual aspects that influence our reading of King Lear as a character too. Obviously, as Shakespeare is writing and performing the play, there's a real king on the throne, and just like with Queen Elizabeth before King James, Shakespeare needs to keep the monarch on side because without their blessing there is no theatre, and certainly by the time he's writing Lear, his company is known as the King's Men, as we saw in the background. But there's also a subtle critique of the nature of power and authority in the play. Lear makes poor decisions. He's clearly not protected by a higher or divine power. He's not infallible. He misjudges people repeatedly, including Goneril and Regan thinking they're honest, Cordelia thinking she's not. There's also Kent and poor Tom, whom he cannot recognise, both literally and metaphorically. We cannot respect Lear for his kingly qualities. He may have been a good king in the past, but he doesn't appear to be one now. We may, however, be able to respect him for his personal growth, his development of understanding, and his final redemption before he dies. Ultimately, what Shakespeare shows us in the play, and through the character of Lear in particular, is that status and power are transient. They come and go, and are totally arbitrary. Love, on the other hand, is lasting. Certainly the love that Lear and Cordelia have for one another. The play also encourages us to ask the questions. Why is a king a king? Is it because of his title or the number of knights in his retinue? Or is it because of the good he does, the wisdom he has, and the example he sets? It's up to us as an audience to decide, but Shakespeare seems to be pointing us in a very particular direction.
That concludes Peter's analysis of the character of King Lear. We hope this helped you gain a deeper understanding of him and equipped you with ideas and phrases that you can use in your own essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope you stay tuned for more content like this.